New words. Guidance. Session. Constitute. Cashier. Disbursement. Outnumber. Theft. Fraud. Receipt. Supervision. Summarize. Register. Reconcile. Authorize. Equivalent. Adequately. Voucher. Submit.
Phrases and expressions. Liquid assets. Petty cash payment. Access to. Cash entry. Good afternoon. This is the special help time. If you have questions, please ask me.
Madam, I have reviewed the lessons and I still have some questions.
What's the trouble?
You say cash exchange constitutes the largest number of transactions. But in general, we don't see anyone using large sums to buy things.
Oh yes, cash is a medium of exchange and includes currency, coins, savings deposits, petty cash funds, bank drafts, cashier's checks, personal checks and money orders. In our daily life, we use currency or coins to buy things in stores or on the street. But in business, almost all the customers or companies use other forms of payment.
In big firms, do they also use cash for purchases?
In most big enterprises, transactions involving the receipt and disbursement of cash far outnumber any others. Cash is also the most liquid assets of a business.
Isn't it safer to use other means of transactions?
No, a banknote is only different from other forms on the surface. The idea is the same. Cash is most subject to theft and fraud. A system of accounting procedures and records to maintain adequate control over cash thus becomes very important.
How can we control the cash receipts?
In some very small businesses, the owner or manager can maintain control through personal contact and supervision. In a large firm, this must be replaced by a system of internal control, exercised through accounting reports and records.
What are the types of controls we should know?
Specific control may be summarized as 1. All receipts should be banked promptly. 2. Receipts from cash sales should be supported by sales tickets, cash register tapes, and so on. 3. Accountability should be established each time cash is transferred. 4. Persons receiving cash should make disbursements of cash, record cash transactions, or reconcile bank accounts.
How are cash disbursements controlled?
Payment must be made only by properly authorized persons. Equivalent value must be received, and documents must be adequately the support of payments. Here are the specific internal controls. 1. All disbursements, except petty cash payments, should be made by printed and numbered checks. 2. Vouchers and supporting documents should be submitted for review when checks are signed. 3. Those who sign checks should not have access to cash receipts, should not have funds or record cash entries, and should not reconcile bank accounts. Do you understand now?
Yes, thanks a lot. Yes.